Your grandfather, Gieske, he was called Captain Gieske,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
You want to tell us about him?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, he as I said, was born in Washington County, and he spent 4 years in the Army of the Confederacy. He was first a lieutenant and then captain of Company G of the 4th Texas Mounted Volunteers. Mm-hmm. I like to say that, too.
Yes, that that was...
It wasn't just cavalry, you see.
Right, they were the Mounted Volunteers.
Yes, sir, they were.
Did he tell you any stories about the... or did you hear any stories?
Well,
about
he used to tell a few little amusing things. I remember well his telling us how the... They went first into the campaign in New Mexico under General Sibley, and had that long, long hike to make through West Texas. And he said as they would be riding along, one of the ways they kept up their spirits would be to shout together, "Shoo, fly, shoo, don't bother me. I belong to Company G." And then he played the guitar, by the way, as I did when I was young. And he said there, I doubt that he had a guitar with him on this trip.
It isn't likely.
He would tell us it and sing it for us, that their favorite song around the campfire was "Tenting Tonight on the Old Campgrounds."
That still brings back kind of, even though perhaps...
Oh, it's still in the...
It's still in the songbooks.
Yes, it
people,
is.
If you let your mind wander, you can kind of... think how it might have been. I can't remember ever doing that, of course, but I can get the feeling of that song. It has such great simplicity, and yet it really comes to it. He kept a diary, didn't he?
He did. Throughout the war years, he wrote it in German, but it was translated by our dear Mr. No, I can't think of his name.
Mr. Oheim or Mr. Haas?
Mr. Haas, yes, Mr. Haas.
Uh-huh. That was...
And it's on file at the...
At the Sophienberg.
At the Sophienberg. Uh-huh.
That was rather a common thing, wasn't it, in those days for people to keep a diary?
I don't know how common it was. I doubt that it was common among that group, but but one does hear of diaries here and there.
And they're really treasures.
Oh, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Get an insight as to what people did and how they lived their lives and so on. Well, now the war ended, Civil War ended, and your grandfather came back. He was dubbed the captain, and I guess he kept that title the rest of his life.
He was called Captain Gieske throughout his life.